Hey, honey, surprise bitches! I decided to drop a surprise bonus episode of Nash Butte this week, all about Indie Beauty Expo. Indie Beauty Expo Dallas was super fun. I was there a few months ago, and I recorded some interviews with some of the great brands that I met there. And I decided I'm going to put all those interviews together, pop them up on my feed, and give y'all a little bonus episode so you understand what Indie Beauty Expo is all about. So, here are some of those interviews with my favorite brands I met, including an interview with Jillian Wright, who is the co-founder of Indie Beauty Expo, who tells us what IBE is all about. And this is all to celebrate the upcoming Indie Beauty Expo New York, which is August 22nd and 23rd in New York. And I will be there, baby! If any of my New York area honeys want to attend Shop Indie, they made a code for y'all. It is NATCH20, NATCH20. You will get 20% off your ticket if you want to come get your shop on, meet brand owners, try products, get samples, have a good time. I'll be running around. Go to IndieBeautyExpo.com. And I also just want to say shout out to my sister for being my recording engineer. And also, my sister took a lot of photos of me with all the honeys I met, with the brand owner, some of my favorite products, me goofing around. All of those pictures, as well as links to everything discussed in this episode, will be on NatchBeaut.com. So check it out. And thank you to Veronica's Camera for all of the photos. That's my sister's name. I don't say it very often, so you're welcome for that. Everybody, please enjoy Indie Beauty Expo Natch Beaut Edition.
You are a natural beaut. You are a Natch Beaut. Natch Beaut. Natch Beaut. Na 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 na. Natch Beaut. Oh yeah.
Hey honeys, what's up? It's Jackie J here for a special edition of Natch Beaut. I don't know if you can tell by all the hubbub in the air around me. You might not even be able to pick it up. I don't know. I am at Indie Beauty Expo Dallas 2018. Dallas, my hometown. I am representing today because if you listen to Natch Beaut, you know I love Indie Beauty Expo. This is my third time to go. I went to the Dallas one last year, the Los Angeles one this year, and now I'm back in Dallas, baby. Don't forget, if you're a honey that lives in the New York area or London, there are still IBE New York and London this year, and I highly recommend you check it out. What is IBE? Well, Indie Beauty Expo is an expo full of indie brands, and I will find the founder, Jillian, later, and you'll meet her, and she will explain it to you like a professional, unlike myself. What am I going to do here? Well, I've already been here for one day. I was wheeling, dealing, rubbing elbows with some very cool indie brands, and I decided to go back today and get everybody that I really thought was fun and interesting on the mic, have them tell you about their brands and a little bit more about what they do and their companies. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. And if you listen to all the way to the end, there might be a giveaway. Okay, so that's just a little teaser. I think we're going to start by going to speak with 1821 Manmade, who is one of my favorite brands that I met at Indie Beauty Los Angeles earlier this year. I'm going to be speaking with their founder, Aston LaFon, and I'm going to have him describe his outfit for y'all because, honey, the man has style. So let's kick it off, baby. So, Aston, as you know, I'm a huge fan of your brand.
Well, thank you. You're so sweet.
And the smell is just, I don't know, for some reason, I guess because I like girly smells, you know, typically traditional, whatever that means to you.
Right.
I've never really been into like super, I just didn't really, you know, there's like people like you who really appreciate scent.
Right.
I feel like I'm just a kind of, if it smells good, it smells good. But this scent really hit my nose and I just couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I sprayed myself with it at Indie Beauty LA and then I got some, you sent me some for my husband because I said, I need my man to smell like this.
Right.
So and also the packaging is great. So I just want to start at the beginning. Like, tell us, what started 1821 Manmade? How did it all start?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're a diamond. You know, obviously, we love you. And thanks for the attention and for stopping by.
Honey,
we appreciate
it. We love it.
And I'm happy that your man is happy because that's what's most important to us.
Yes, because you're all about the man.
Well, the thing is like, look, we happen to be men.
Yes.
And we kind of felt like a few years ago that there were men like looking for more grooming options that were more elevated or more special or more uncommon or like something we'll take pride in owning, but they didn't exist.
Yes.
Like there's a lot of, you know, things that are $3 to $8 that are, you know, menthol and peppermint and tea tree and in a black bottle with chrome letters that say for men on it.
I know you're talking about, honey.
Right?
You're throwing some shade and I know the company you're talking about.
I didn't say that. So the thing is
but
like,
it's okay to be snobby. That's, I think that's what's great is like you wanted an elevated product and you
something
made it, baby.
Something uncommon, yeah. Yes. And so, well, that's the thing. So we felt like it didn't exist.
Yes.
And as we started to like make it for ourselves, it felt like bootlegging. It felt like moonshining. People are like, why would you want something that has a tobacco vibe? Why would you want a whiskey bottle? Why would you want a hairspray that looks like beer? And for us, it's like, well, because we think it's special.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. And, you know, that's what we're inspired by. So, you know, the Prohibition era was the last time people had to really, like, bootleg and moonshining to get what they want. And so that's what we're driven by. The 1821 is the amendment that started Prohibition with the 18th, and 21st ended it.
Very, very cool. So yeah. How would you, for people who can only hear us right now,
yeah.
How would you describe the bottles and the vibe of the products? Because the packaging is very, very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think I've ever seen any packaging like it.
Well, you're so sweet. I definitely, you know, we like that it feels substantial.
Yes.
Right? Like, you know, I have an Apple Watch on because I don't really care so much about watches. But for a guy who loves watches, they're going to wear that heavy Rolex and feel it all day. And so we felt like there was a lot of like little plastic things with stickers. And so we're like, well, what about a heavy piece of glass that's painted with three layers of paint? Or like, you know, if all shampoo is in a black bottle or a white bottle and it says for men on it, well, shouldn't it just be instinctively masculine? And what's more instinctively masculine than a bottle of whiskey, right?
Yeah,
so,
baby.
So let's take a bottle of whiskey and fill it with shampoo and conditioner and body wash, and it doesn't have to say for men. You just get it, right? Or, like, women have the best hairsprays, right? So we like the idea of creating a really good, you know, finishing hairspray. It lasts all day, but it's inspired by a 100-year-old beer can. So
that is one of my favorite items in y'all's line. Just
the
physical
so
bottle. It looks so, I think I said on Natribute that it belongs in the Smithsonian. Like I was like, this looks like an old timey can.
You said some good things.
Yeah.
I appreciate
which it does.
You so
I
much.
Mean, I think a lot of women out there too, they have their man that he wants to, they want to get him into skincare, but nothing is really, he hasn't felt that, you know, nothing has said, oh, I need that.
Well,
you know,
this,
like it physically
so
calls
thing.
To me.
Yeah. So like a lot of the stuff that men get, they get from their significant other, whether it's a man or a woman. A lot of time it is a woman.
Right.
And, you know, we like this idea of spoil him. You know, something that feels giftable, that's not tacky, like spray this on you, get in the elevator and all the women jump on you, because that never happens.
Yeah.
Right. But we like good gifts. And, you know, if everything feels the same, well, you know, now you have something special that's giftable, but it's a grooming item. You know, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how did you come up with that amazing smell? I mean, how many times did you have to mix crap in your bathtub to get that smell,
we
baby?
Make everything in the toilet, by the way.
Okay, great. No, not a bathtub, a toilet. Got it.
Then when we got bigger, we went to the bathtub.
Got it. Great.
So, like, Angel and I were actually having tacos in Houston.
Mm-hmm. And that's your partner.
That's my partner, this guy here. Which people can't see.
I need both of you to describe your outfits. I mean, because I feel like the first thing I saw when I walked over to your booth was your outfit. What is this, like a Sergeant Pepper vibe you got today?
So it's a pimp hat mixed with a Sergeant Pepper jacket and pink tuxedo pants.
Okay, so Aston is a stylish man, and his products are stylish to match.
And Angel killed a giant snake this morning, so he's got a snake skin.
He's wearing a snake jacket.
Snake jacket.
But I'd say, it's a vegan snake jacket. It's faux.
Most likely,
let's hope.
It was a teddy bear snake.
Yes, okay, great.
And so with the scent, we were having tacos and we were talking about our brand, and we just started to think about not what people think is masculine, but like what feels masculine.
Yes.
And there was a cigar shop next door. And so I remember as a kid, which this might sound weird, going to a cigar shop with my uncle.
I get you.
And just thinking, this is so masculine, so manly. And no matter what age you are, it kind of makes you feel like more masculine. And so we went in there and just kind of realized, look, it's tobacco mixed with fruits and florals, and so that inspired us, right?
That's,
and so sweet tobacco has a lot of different notes, but it's all based on a nice pipe tobacco.
That's so interesting, because I'm like a kind of a cigarette cigar narc.
Yeah. Right.
Like, if I'm like, can you not smoke near me?
Right.
Like, I'm not a fan, but I'm telling you that smell.
Okay.
I love this cologne.
I don't like that either.
Yeah.
I don't smoke or, you know, blow dragon clouds from vaping or anything like that.
Yep.
But, you know, the thing is like, what that is it's citrus, it's saffron, it's vanilla, it's honey, it's tobacco and patchouli. And you said something at the beginning of this that was cool. Something about like memory, or it gave you a memory or reminded you of something. And that's what scent does. That's what aroma does.
So 100%.
You smell grass while you're driving. All of a sudden you're like 6 years old in the yard with your sister, you know?
Very true.
And so a lot of people have this like kind of reverence, this reminder when they get an idea of all these different components in that product. And that's what we like. We like to hear that. That's
cool. I love that. Yeah. So again, for everyone who can't see, why don't you tell us just like the top the top selling products of your line,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
some new exciting things you have coming out.
So, I mean, definitely one that you're a fan of, one of the top sellers is the sweet tobacco spirits,
yes,
right? That's the eau de parfum with all those like lovely notes. And we use that aroma in all of the hair products. So
excellent.
Probably the next kind of hero product is our man-made wash, which is the shampoo, conditioner, body wash.
In one.
All in
That's
one.
That's pretty awesome.
Gets you clean without drying the skin, conditioning without being greasy, gives you a hair treatment,
and if
it's
you,
in a whiskey bottle.
And if you have a small bathroom like me, it will make the whole bathroom smell amazing for
yeah,
like a few hours. I love it. I can always tell when Adam's done in the shower and I go in there and just, baby, get that smell.
You might be attacking him too, possibly.
Yeah,
I
can't help it. I love the smell.
I hope you have fun. And then beyond that, with the stylers, like one of our most versatile is the paste.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a combination of a grooming cream and a finishing texturizer. So create whatever shape you want and it makes it nice. Yeah.
I'm telling you, you both have great hair.
Why, thank you. See, I wear a hat a lot, so
yeah,
the hair and the hat are like one thing, and I just change it out all the time.
So, I love that. Yeah. You're sort of like Hey
versatile.
Arnold.
Yeah,
hey
exactly.
Hey Arnold always wears his hat.
Exactly.
So I'm going to think of you now when I watch Hey Arnold.
I'm kind of bummed I didn't get the pink microphone, by the way.
Oh, honey, this was planned.
Oh, okay, cool.
I get pink always.
Sorry.
And, you know, whoever else has to deal with the yellow microphone,
yeah,
obviously.
I like the yellow, too. That's cool.
Yeah, it pops on your Sgt. Pepper jacket.
Right? I know.
So tell everybody where we can find 1821 Man-Made.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different places. There's a lot of salons and barbershops.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to our website, there might be one close by. There's
right,
like a little link to find a stockist. The website is 1821manmade.com, just kind of all smashed together. And if you're an Amazon shopper, we're part of Amazon's Luxury Beauty. So you're guaranteed getting authentic goods at the right price and all that on Amazon.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Because everybody loves Amazon, baby.
I buy too much on Amazon.
Yeah. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much,
thank
Aston,
you,
for talking with us.
Yeah. You're
and,
sweetheart.
And I'm going to spray myself with some cologne before I go.
Please do. Drink some shampoo. It's delicious.
I might. I just might. Honeys, listen up. I am at IB Dallas, and I am at the Frownies booth. And honey, we all know I love Frownies. I'm with the founder right now. So let's talk about Frownies. If somebody isn't here right now, they can't see Frownies. How would you describe to them Frownies and what they're about?
Frownies is a little facial patch. It's a splint that holds the muscles flat. What difference does that make? It smooths out wrinkles that normally you think you need an injection to get smooth.
I mean, how amazing is that? And you look incredible.
Thank you.
And your daughter, I said on my other podcast that she's a beautiful princess, which she is, and so are you. The
Thank
DNA
you.
Is strong. Congrats on that. Okay, you did great. So tell us, like, the top-selling products in the line.
Frownies facial patch for the forehead, between the eyebrows for the 11s and the horizontal lines with the rosewater spray on the back. It is by far, hands down, the killer product. You can use it with whatever skincare line you love because you are not treating the muscle with your moisturizer. But Frownies facial patch will smooth out the wrinkles.
Girl, listen, I am pretty proud of my non-wrinkly forehead, but girl, mama's got the crow's feet coming. And mama's got those smile lines.
We've got a shape for that, too.
Yes.
It's a different box, but it's cut in a different shape. Same does the same thing. It lifts the lines out of the muscles. Still got to moisturize and treat your skin because you want skin to be beautiful. But you can lift the lines out of the muscles with the Frownies facial patches.
And that is amazing. How often do you wear them, and how does it work?
Well, when you're beautiful and young and hardly have any lines like you,
come on. Please.
You wear them for a few nights every month, and it'll keep it under control,
really?
And you will never consider any injectables.
I was doing them every night. Maybe that's
every
why
night,
I look so good.
That's right. That's why you do. Well, you know what? If you wait until the lines are deeper, you need to do it every night.
Right.
And then until you feel comfortable with what appearance you have at the end of the day. The beginning of the day, when you first take them off, you look great and fresh. But then at the end of the day, if you see the wrinkles coming back, you wear the patch the next night. But if it doesn't come back at the end of the day, then you're good. You can relax, but you just kind of watch it. Put yourself on a plan that works for you.
And where are Frownies based out of?
Ohio.
Very
Dayton,
great.
Ohio.
And then this is a family-run business.
It certainly
and
is.
And didn't your mother...
My husband's great-grandmother
Can you
invented
believe that?
The product in 1889. I don't know if you young, beautiful girls know Raquel Welch, but if you're from L.A.,
oh,
you might.
Of course we do.
Well, she wrote a book called Beyond the Cleavage, and she wrote 3 pages about Frownies, and she said that she used them before there was any cosmetic surgery. She was using Frownies. Rene Russo used them. Olivia de Havilland from Gone with the Wind.
Oh,
I mean,
we know about her.
We've been around for that long. They all use this. Gloria Swanson. She introduced Raquel Welch to Frownies. So those are big name celebrity icons.
100%.
Right? And but they didn't have options like some of the icons have today, but we know what they all do.
That's true. And no shame to them, but
no
this
way.
Is how we roll with
That's
the frownies.
Right.
That's
right.
So this is old school. Women-owned businesses.
Women
this is
controlled.
A woman-controlled business. That is so, so cool.
Yep. We love Natch Beauty, and I want to make you an offer since you're here.
What?
I want to give all your listeners a 15% discount code.
Honey,
Jackie's
we would love
Deals.
That.
What code do you want to use?
Let's use Natch Beauty, baby.
Natch Beauty.
N-A-T-C-H-B-E-A-U-T. Natch Beauty.
Okay, so if they order Frownies using that code, they'll get 15% discount.
Wow, it's from Frownies.com.
From Frownies.com.
And what are some other products you have in the line? I see lots of stuff over here.
We have a face wash that is a gentle exfoliant, and if used every day, it kind of makes you not need spa treatments like microdermabrasion and all that stuff, because it's gentle, you keep exfoliating the face every day. It has essential oils and fruit cider wash, and it smells fantastic and feels great, and use it on face, neck, chest. You could use it on your whole body if you like. The rosewater hydrator that you put on the back of the patch is a phenomenal toner. It's antibacterial. So if you use an antibacterial toner like this, you can use it several times during the day. Stops breakouts. Helps heal your skin.
I have the Frownies toner, and I love it. I'm a mist. I love mists,
yep.
And I'm a mister, baby. I mist with that all the time.
Yep. Excellent. And we have a great aloe-based gel cream moisturizer. And you know, the thing about aloe is when you put it on your face, your skin thinks it's new skin. It's a new layer of skin. And your skin just absorbs the aloe and heals itself. So our moisturizer, I'm a naturopath. I get into all this really weird energy stuff.
We love it,
and
baby.
And frequency stuff. And aloe and skin, human skin, has the same frequency.
Look at that. Isn't that interesting? You're like Dexter's Laboratory over here, baby.
I am.
Your nephew gets that reference, right? Yes,
yeah.
We like Dexter. We're all about the Dexter life. Okay. Thank you so much. We are so excited about Frownies. I'm so happy that we met. And we're all going to get our patch on, baby.
All right.
We're
going to
get our Frownie patches on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm here with Vula Foundation, Vula Beauty.
Yes, hello.
Because I was here yesterday and I walked around and I was just called to these gorgeous bottles of foundation. And then I saw you and your sister and your mother and everyone's looking snatched.
Thank you.
How do I look like you? And you said, honey, this is what I'm wearing. So can you tell us all about your foundation?
Yes, I can. So we're a serum-based foundation.
Ooh.
We melt together professional quality pigments with skincare. So a lot of brands out there market both, but they're more one than the other. So we try to bring together both as much as possible. We use treated pigments, which help the pigments to adhere better to the skin, water resistancy, so it's very long wearing, radiant satin finish for most skin types, great for dry skin, great for oily skin, as long as your skincare is on point. And then we have a bioactive complex of botanical derived ingredients, which are both clinically and dermatologist tested. So vitamin C and E. We have a great one called botanical derived hydroxyproline,
honey,
which is a type of collagen. Has a triple firming action, puts the collagen back into your skin. It helps to tighten the collagen fibers. It protects the elastin from damaging. So it slows down the aging process, as well as adding deep hydration. We have mastic gum, which comes from the sap of a rare tree grown on one island in Greece.
Honey.
Yes, and that's antimicrobial. It's also skin grain. It refines the skin grain as well as the pores and helps to control sebum production. And lastly, we have a type of sea kelp, which is not only anti-aging, has lots of antioxidants. It's also anti-inflammatory, so great for sensitive skin, redness, irritation. It helps to calm the skin. It also helps to boost the skin's own immunity and defense system. So it helps to repair previous sun damage as well as protect from the sun while you're wearing it.
Okay, honey.
Yes.
Did you go to molecular engineering school? How did you learn all that?
I worked with wonderful chemists.
Excellent.
Yes, and it took 2.5 years just for the formula. So
she ready.
Yes,
she
that's right.
She ready. And
that's
I also
right.
want to say that it can be really hard for very pale honeys to find foundations. And your shade range you start real
very light.
Light,
yes.
So I think that's something out there listening for the honeys that have a hard time finding shades.
Yes.
She got you.
Yes, and
she
we go all the way to a tan dark shade. So we have 8 shades, neutral tone. They melt into the skin. They kind of take on the undertone. And we're looking to create more deeper and lighter tones.
Excellent. Very cool. Now, the last thing I want to ask you is, who do people say you look like celebrity-wise?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. It's been a while since anyone has said anything.
Okay, well, I know who you look like, and I'm going to pull it up right now.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna hope that it's what I think, because to me, you're serving. I don't want to tell you yet. Okay, let me pull it up, and then you're going to know. You're literally JoJo. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I have heard that before, actually.
You're JoJo. That's you. Hello, JoJo. Is that not her? You're JoJo.
Well, that's a compliment. She's beautiful.
She's beautiful and young and, you know, a pop singer. Okay, look at that. That's literally you. Did you know your daughter's JoJo?
No, I did not. I just found out.
So anyway, if anybody was wondering, JoJo started a Greek foundation line.
Right, that's right.
So I think that's a compliment. It's one of my favorite hobbies to tell people who they look like.
Oh, really?
So I'm honored.
Oh.
So now if you're ever on a dating profile and you need to know that, I see you're married by your finger.
Yes, I am.
But you know what? If things don't work out, girl, get on there and say you look like JoJo.
Oh,
it'll be great. I'm just kidding. It's going to work out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, where does everybody find Vula?
So you'll find Vula on VulaBeauty.com, VOULA, beauty.com.
Excellent.
And we are EU regulated, so we sell internationally.
Very cool.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
Everybody get your Vula on, baby.
Exactly.
Hey, everybody. I'm here with Nadia, and she works for Real Her.
Hello.
Will you tell us all about Real Her? Y'all sent me a great package, and I'm loving the gloss. So just tell us all about the message of the company and then some of your top-selling products.
Absolutely. So Real Her is, well, what makes us different in the beauty space is that not only do we have affirmations on every single one of our products, like I am awesome, I am tough, I am beautiful, but we also give 10% of every single purchase to different women's organizations as far as helping women with like mentorship and any part of their life that they are in right now, if they're getting a new job, if they're getting a new promotion, if they're looking for something. We also started a new blog, which is called the Real Her Sisterhood.
Cute.
And you could go on there and you could ask questions with different like-minded women and talk about different causes that are going on. And we also have new highlighters. Let's talk makeup. So.
Yes, that's what we all want to hear, baby. My sister has it on right now.
Nice.
She's looking pretty.
You look so good. So, yes, we have 3 new highlighters. We have the Spotlight is on Me, Confidence in My Glow, and Keep Going.
And I love that. Like you said, every product has an affirmation on it. And you know what? It's hard out there for us women. When you pick up that gloss and it says, I deserve the best, I will succeed, I am a queen, it's so fun to then put on that lip, say that to yourself in the mirror, and get kicking on the day, baby.
Yes.
Yes.
And sometimes that is all you need. You just need that small reminder. Like, you don't, you know, I think that's why it does so good on Instagram, right? Like, when you see a really good quote, and you're like, oh, that is all me.
And we all want to share it.
Yes.
And we screen grab, and we text it on our text threads with our girlfriends.
Yes.
Honey, you needed to hear that today. You got a big audition. Or, honey, your man just didn't call you back. Yes. Okay. You should make one that says, you don't need him, girl.
Exactly.
Yes. But you don't need him, girl. Primer.
Totally.
Okay, feel free to take that.
Absolutely. Or it's okay if you left me on red.
That's true. Yes.
But no, absolutely. And I think with this upcoming year, we have some more exciting stuff happening in June. We're going to have a new mascara, a new eyeliner.
Ooh.
We're going to we're actually going to donate 20% to the LGBT community.
Excellent.
We have an Orange County Center that we're working with. So the eyeliner is going to be called I Am Outstanding.
Love that.
So definitely look out for that. And we also are going to be having some foundation. So definitely Real Her Makeup on Instagram is going to be where you're going to see all the new feeds coming.
Hey, everybody. I'm here with Lindsay. She works for Hikari Cosmetics. We met yesterday, and I'm obsessed. So I came back to get an interview.
I'm so excited.
So tell us all about Hikari.
So we are Hikari Cosmetics. We have been around since 2013.
Great year.
Yes, I think so, too.
I think that's the year Bruno Mars really popped off.
Yep, that's always.
Yep.
Thank God
Good
for that,
way to remember.
Right?
Yep.
So we do a lot with Ipsy.
Okay,
we've been
that's Ipsy exciting.
Several times. We are cruelty-free and gluten-free.
Excellent.
We primarily sell online. We're not in brick-and-mortar stores right now. We have a full-color cosmetics line. So we have anything from foundation to like super shimmery bronzers like you liked last night.
Honey, yes.
So much fun. We like to be a more timeless brand. We actually own four brands. So we own Be A Bombshell Cosmetics, INT Cosmetics, and South Main Beauty. They're all cruelty-free. But this is more of our timeless brand with high pigment, high shine, and high impact. That's what we like to deliver. We're retail between $13 and $19. So we're prestige geared, but we're not the price point because we don't want to break our customers' bank.
Sounds good. We love that. And this is a woman-owned brand.
We are. We're all women-owned, all women worked.
Heck yeah. And then y'all are based out of Arkansas.
Yes, ma'am.
That is very cute.
Yes,
repping
ma'am.
The South, baby.
For sure. So, and we love, love, love being from the South.
Holler back, girl. I'm with you on
yes.
that. What is the top-selling product that everybody just is obsessed with?
Radiate Shimmer Bronzer.
Oh, look
day
that.
In and
your,
day out.
Your founder handed that to me before I could even finish
yeah.
talking.
It's like a corally blush mm-hmm. shimmer bronzer. So it's got a little bit of a flush to you, so it looks a little bit more natural. But it's still got really good shimmer to it and a really good bronze.
Very cute. So it's a little quad.
Fun.
Nobody can see this, but girl, you got to go on the website and look.
Check
it is
out,
hikaricosmetics.com
or yes. follow us on Instagram.
Yes. And I was really obsessed yesterday with these little singles
cream
here. Cream
They're
pigments.
They're super popular as well.
This color right here, Petal, is like the highlight of my dreams.
Girl, for real.
Yeah, it's real
so
key.
So many people using it as highlighter.
Oh,
100%. Use it as eyeshadow.
100%.
You can put that stuff anywhere. We're actually coming out with some new colors. We've got a hunter green
Ooh.
For the cream pigment and like a dark like black. And then we've got a new purple.
Ooh, people purple. Are loving purple. Purple, I don't.
I know.
Oh, it is the Pantone color of the year.
I know.
So
the
that
ultraviolet.
Might be.
Ultraviolet.
Yes.
Yes, that's what we matched.
Yep. Because we're always trying to follow those trends.
Oh, yeah, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, I hear that.
So we've got all those coming later on this year. And then we've got some new lip colors. Our metallic lips are super big right now for summer. We've got a purple, like a plum, and then we've got like a mauve-y color, and then like a bronze, which is so much fun right
yes,
now.
Yes, 90s, baby. I'm telling you. Get those Doc Martens.
And I'm so proud.
Yeah, get those Doc Martens out of the closet. Put that bronze lip on.
Exactly.
Listen to some Nirvana.
Dust them off.
I'm telling you.
Nirvana,
what a,
man.
What a beautiful life we live.
If only NSYNC would come back.
You know what? I think they might.
Oh
did you see
God.
Them on Ellen?
I did.
Honey, they're looking okay. They're
look
looking pretty good.
Good.
Yeah.
No one's, you know, gone off the wagon
Chris,
so far.
Chris was like, I'm not dancing again, which I get. They
he
busted
wasn't
their
the dancer.
Butts. No.
He wasn't the
he
dancer.
He was not.
It was Lance.
But what,
we all knew.
But what was he? If he wasn't the dancer, because he didn't
really
sing
sure.
much
like,
either.
He was just like the, you know, they
the hype
a
man.
Guy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, listen, no shame in the game. We're all trying to
they
get paid.
They just a funny guy.
I agree. Listen, I loved all of them equally.
I know.
Did you know I saw JC the other day, if I'm being honest?
Oh, my God.
I saw him. I was at a party where he was.
Oh, my God. I would have died.
Yeah. Well, for some reason, I handled it really well. I'm, like, starting to get really chill with celebrities, I guess, because I'm around them semi-often. But, like, friggin', he was mine.
Oh, my God.
Like, JC was, like, the one I... You know.
Oh, yeah. The, like, you were like, I'm going to marry you.
He was the NILF. Yeah. The NSYNC-er I
For
like
real.
To.
That word.
Yeah, yeah.
That one word.
Yeah.
That
well,
one
I can
word.
Say it if I want. But anyway, you know, listen, this is a radio waves, baby.
For real.
But yes, he was like my guy. He has a long hair. He's rocking like a long
oh,
dude.
He's got like a man bun.
But I'm not mad at it.
I love me a man bun.
Okay, then, girl.
I'm all about it.
You'll be.
Oh, girl.
Google him, honey. He's
I'm going to have to
cute.
Follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, he's looking cute. Well, anyway, let's all pray for the NSYNC reunion. And
yeah.
everybody check
Hikari
out.
Hikari Cosmetics is praying.
HikariCosmetics.com. And it's HIKARI.
Yes.
Woman owned, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Always.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for coming to see me.
Of course. I'm here with Ray, and she works for Little Moon Essentials. And yesterday I came over here because I was walking around the expo saying, I need a mist, because I'm a mister, baby. I love mists. And then we started talking, and I heard all about the company. So now I want you to tell my audience all about Little Moon Essentials.
Amazing. Hi, I'm Ray. I work for Little Moon Essentials, as you already know.
We are a small company based out of Steamboat Springs, Colorado, which is a big, big, big ski resort. You should definitely check it out. And we hand make aromatherapeutic bath and body care. So what we do is we use the powers of essential oils. We blend all the essential oils into products that are easy for consumers to use. So instead of figuring out what your peppermint oil does or your lavender oil does, we just do all the homework for you and give you a headache product or a relaxation product or anything that you may need to help with your daily struggles.
Excellent. And it says right on your giant sign here, it says 100% natural, cruelty-free, planet-friendly, handmade in Colorado. So what do you mean by planet-friendly?
So we recycle all of our shipping materials, our packaging, anything that we can. We're just really conscious about the environment. Most of our products are biodegradable since they are natural ingredients. They won't harm the earth. So you can, any products that go down your drain or anything aren't going to mess with the water supply.
Excellent. We love that at Natch Butte. What is the number one selling product, the must-have? If somebody was going to littlemoonessentials.com, like, what would be the product they need to get?
Oh, it's so hard.
Well, you can name a few.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on. We got a credit card, baby. Yeah.
So our Tired Old Ass bath salt is definitely our top seller.
Yesterday, I took a photo of the Tired Old Ass mist, and I said, mood. Because that's how I feel about my life. So, and I also love companies with a sense of humor. So, yes, they named a line of their stuff Tired Old Ass, Overcome Exhaustion Mist. And you also carry it in a deodorant and bath salts, I see.
And a lotion.
And a lotion. So you could just be a tired old ass all over the place, baby.
Yes,
you could just do it up.
Exactly.
Yes, love that.
Our second best-selling product would have to be our Dream Cream.
Which Cute.
Yes, it works like a dream. It's a sore muscle rub, a achy joint rub. It's kind of our natural alternative to a product like a Bengay.
Mm-hmm.
But it smells way better, so you don't have to walk around smelling like a grandma all day.
Okay, excellent. Love that. Shout out to those smelly grandmas out there. Put your hands up, smelly grandmas. We've all been there. We get that reference. That's right. I think the Tired Old Ass spray, deodorant, salt, lotion, what a great gift for dad.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it'd be like, Dad, take a break. You know, Father's Day's coming up. I think that would be an excellent gift for my pop, so I might have to add to cart on that one.
Yeah.
Excellent. So where can we find Little Moon Essentials?
You can find us on our website at www.littlemoonessentials.com. Also at your local Whole Foods, natural grocers, hopefully. If not now, you can find it in the future.
Very cool. Awesome. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm gonna get me a couple old ass sprays for the road. I'm here with Candace, and she does PR for Seed Phytonutrients. This brand is very unique and exciting, and I want you to tell us everything.
Yeah, so Seed Phytonutrients is an all-natural hair, body, and skincare line. We are based out of Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
Very cool.
Yes, it's a fun little town, and we are really trying to change the beauty industry's perception of sustainability, and so we created the first paper packaging bottle that can get wet in your shower. So the bottle that you can see, yes, it's all made from post-consumer recycled materials. So the outer cardboard section is all recycled cardboard, and the inside plastic lining is all made of recycled products as well, too.
I'm telling you, listen, Candace, once you see the waste you create, you can't unsee it. And I drive myself up the wall thinking about the bottles I'm throwing away, all
yes.
of the products I need,
yes.
and all the plastic. So when I saw this, I said, color me intrigued.
Yes.
I need to know everything. So that's very exciting. Why don't you tell us some of the best or most popular products in the line?
Sure. So our hair collection is by far one of our top sellers. The Daily Hair Cleanser is one of the best natural cleansers that I've ever used. It actually gets your hair clean, but it doesn't leave it that stitchy, like starchy kind of feeling. It actually is soft because of the vitamin E and the vitamin C from the sunflower seed oil and the camelina seed oil.
Ooh, and is it good for all skin types?
All hair types. Mm-hmm. We also have we have two different kinds of conditioners, a lightweight conditioner for people who have finer hair and don't like that like heavy weight down. And then for people like me who have curly hair, who I like that like the extra conditioning of it. And then we also have a lightweight hair and body oil that you can use on both your hair and body too, just to feel that extra little bit of nourishment, or maybe on like frizzy days when you need to like calm it down a little bit in this
Excellent.
Texas heat. So
yes, and so I mean this packaging. I want I want everyone to look this up right now, yes, because it's so cool.
Yes.
I've never seen anything like this, honey, and the beauty space is very crowded.
I know.
So this, congratulations
Thank
on that.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell everybody where we can find the product?
Yes. So right now we are on seedphytonutrients.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram at seedphytonutrients.com. We run specials all the time for all of our followers, so check us out. We're amazing.
And we all love a deal, baby.
Yes, everybody
we all
loves
a discount
a deal.
Code.
Yes.
We're all about those codes.
All about the codes.
Excellent.
Yes.
And can I have some of these samples?
Of course
okay,
you can.
Okay, because I got to try
and
this,
And a tote
baby.
Bag. Samples, tote bags. We're all about reuse, reuse, recycle, so you're getting them all.
This is everything. I'm like, I do my best. Yeah. We all are doing our best, and I think this is a great way to cut some bottles out of your life,
yes,
baby.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It's so great to meet you.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, everybody, special guest alert, okay? I'm here with Jillian Wright, who is the founder of Indie Beauty Expo. And I've been wanting to get you on the mic forever because, girl, we got to talk, okay? First of all, thank you for an amazing event.
You're so welcome. It wouldn't be the same without you.
The reason I found IBE was I got a listener email last year, and she said, honey, you need to go to IBE. I had never even heard of it. You know, I'm a bumpkin, and I'm new to this space. And I came, and now, look, it's a year later, I've been to 3 IBEs. Yesterday, I had your whole Instagram in my hands. I could have done anything, and y'all trusted me blindly with it.
And it was hilarious.
It was really fun. I just love this event so much. So why don't you tell everybody out there who doesn't know what IBE is by now, what is Indie Beauty?
Well, Indie Beauty Expo focuses on brands that are 50% owned and operated by their founder or independently. So if they have investment, angel, VC, Estee Lauder, it's okay as long as they're independently owned by 50%. So it has nothing to do with their monetary value. We want indies to be multimillionaires. That's our
right.
goal.
Yes, hunty.
We want them to scale. We want them to do business with people, with retailers. I mean, today we have Neiman Marcus and Stanley Korshak and CVS and TJ Maxx and everything in between, salons and spas and independent lifestyle stores and boutiques. Everybody loves indie beauty. Like, who doesn't want to feel pretty? Who doesn't want to feel happy? And what we like to do is create this amazing environment so when you walk in, it kind of takes your breath away and that you're excited to discover things that make you just feel fantastic.
And Jillian, you achieved that. Let me tell you something. Yesterday, a lot of honeys were here, Natchbeauty listeners. I had no idea that many were coming. I mean, I couldn't walk. I would walk 1 inch.
And
they would, so they all, and they had a blast. And they all had full bags of products. They were getting their damn shop on. Because that is one thing about Dallas women. We know how to spend the money, honey.
There are some brands that are like, we sold out. Or we have one SKU left. And I'm like, I'm really sorry.
Yeah,
I don't
know
what to tell you.
The game was
That's
here.
A really good problem to have.
I'm telling you. So shout out to all the Dallas honeys out there. Thanks for representing at IBE. So how did IBE become IBE? Like, did you just have an idea? I mean, well, I'm so curious because it is such a unique experience.
Do you want the long version or the short version?
Let's do a little cliff notes, baby, okay?
Okay, let's do a cliff notes. Back in 2014, I launched my own skincare line. I had been a working esthetician for 17 years.
Ooh.
I had my own spa in New York City. And then 10 years within my career, I decided to launch my own brand. And because I spent all my time in my treatment room and taking care of my kids, I never networked. I never really got out of my bubble, and I was really happy. But the game had changed when I launched my own line. So I decided that, okay, I'll do a trade show. I did my research, and I just couldn't find any platform that resonated with my brand, which was luxury indie beauty. My brand was the type of brand, I've since closed it for obvious reasons.
Yeah, because your other adventure took off, baby.
Yeah. So I was trying to find a trade show to do business with buyers, press, and consumers, and it didn't exist. And I considered my brand within the same category of like Tracy Martin and Tata Harper and Kahina Giving Beauty and Lotus Way and all the brands that you would discover on the editorial pages of magazines. And it just didn't exist. So I shared the idea with my facial client, Nader Naemirad, and I was finishing a facial, and I'm like, you know, I got the URL, and I did research, and I found 400 brands on my own, and will you do this with me? Will you do an expo? And he just looked behind me, and he said, sure. And at the time, he was semi-retired, and I couldn't believe it, because what that meant to me was that, one, he believed in me, and two, at the time, I don't think he realized I had never even done a spreadsheet. Like, I didn't even know, but I love the fact that he didn't make me do a business plan. So he was just like, yeah, let's do this. So that was February of 2015, and in August, we launched our first show in New York City, had proof of concept, and we were like, oh my God, I'm not the only one that feels this way. So the idea, the concept, everything that we've done has pretty much like was born out of my frustration and my need, but also been built by this community. There's no way Nader and I could have ever done it without people like you, without the brands, without the buyers like showing up and saying, we believe in you. Because that's what Nader said to me, is I believe in you. And that is a very powerful message.
It sure is. And I'm telling you, this is my favorite event. And it is really cool to see. Riley Rose was at Indie Beauty LA, and I was in the elevator with their buyer, and I just saw her tag. I started chatting her up, because Riley Rose is like my favorite store now, and they're taking over.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw brands from IBE in Riley Rose.
Oh, yeah.
So it worked. She went around and got her shop on and met, and so it's all working, and it's really cool to see the process and people's lives changing. This is entrepreneurship right here, the American dream in this room.
Yeah.
I watch Shark Tank, baby. I get it. You know, I get all this.
And a lot of these brand founders are women, so it's very supportive for female-owned businesses. We love the guys, 18-21,
man. We sure do. We love the men, too, but we love those women making money. Yes, honey, we love that.
So we just keep growing, and we keep just evolving, and it just can't be done without the energy that is created within the room at that particular time. And Dallas is one of my favorite cities. It's so much fun. It's so on the cutting edge of fashion and
beauty.
Architecture, and now beauty and design and everything. So it makes sense for us to be here along with LA and New York, and now we're going to London.
That's so great. When you were deciding where to branch out to, what made you choose Dallas?
We sent a survey to the brands a couple years ago and asked them if they wanted to go to Dallas, Chicago, or Miami. And the majority wanted to go to Dallas. So we went where the brands wanted to go. Same with, I mean, London is a logical step for us. But now we added Berlin. So in 2019, in March, we're going to Berlin. And Berlin is like the hub of, you know, you've got Asia and the rest of Europe, and it's a very strategic place for us to go. Plus, Berlin is really hip.
I haven't been there, but I took a train through it, and I got like a coffee or something in the train station. Does that count? I'm hip, cool.
Well, David Bowie lived there for a while. So need I say more?
I do get a lot of messages from honeys all over America saying, oh, are they ever going to come here or so? So are there maybe plans to expand, or are we staying with our Fab Four for now?
Fab Four for now,
yep.
Number five for 2019, Berlin.
Very cool.
So, I mean, I could see us doing pop-ups or like in-store pop-ups with maybe different retail partnerships, but I think we're pretty happy with where we are right now. I mean, LA is logical. It's on the West Coast. New York is East Coast, and it's really easy to get to Dallas, so
that's
just hop on a plane and
3 hours
it's
from LA,
so
baby.
So much fun.
It's easy for me because it's where I'm from. I stay with my sister on the air mattress in the kids' room. Yes. Free place to stay.
And it's worth it.
It is so worth it. I know you, this is a very difficult question because you love all your babies, but are there any brands that you were really excited about this particular IBE?
Oh my goodness.
I know that's an impossible question, so no pressure.
I mean, I love 1821 Man-Made.
I feel the same way.
Vital Proteins.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them at all IBs I've been to now, all three.
Yes. Vice Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met Angelica?
I don't think I have. I gotta go say what's up.
She's amazing. I love Prep Cosmetics because they deal with teenage skin, and it's geared towards a younger client.
We get them on that good early.
Yes.
That's right.
I love Honey Bell and Lulu Lip Care. Did you see the necklace with the lip gloss?
Yes,
inside?
So cute.
So
I mean, for the
really
ultimate
cool
lip
one.
Gloss addict, carry that around your neck, baby. Yes. Okay, have gloss will travel.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have a brand here from Haiti called Au Naturel.
I met them, yes.
Such a beautiful brand.
Young women entrepreneurs,
yep.
Representing.
And then probiotic brand called
yes.
Skin Probiotics,
yes.
From Texas.
Yes, they were very interesting.
There's a probiotic line from France called Galanet.
Oui, oui.
Elvis and Elvin is the one based on Damascus Rose.
Ooh.
And it smells really gorgeous.
Okay, honey.
And then Frownies. I cannot believe how many people were walking around with eye masks. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
I really hope we got that on video because everywhere I looked, everyone had like patches under their eyes.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Frownies user myself, so I love that brand. Kat is the best.
Okay, so there's two products I think are really cool. One is from Full... Full Unicorn Assertive.
That woman is awesome.
Yes,
I went
and she has a resurfacing treatment or a scrub that is non-oily, so it's really good before a self-tanning application.
Mm.
And it leaves a little trail of like little speckles of glitter, which
I mean,
kind of channels your inner unicorn.
Yes.
And then I don't know. Do you talk about feminine hygiene on your show?
We talk about everything, baby.
Oh, okay.
There is no fold left unturned on Nancy.
No pun intended.
Yes, honey. We get it. We get in and out of everywhere.
So there's this product called My Little Secret by Ari.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No,
we're going over there.
Help
afterwards.
Me.
Okay. So Ari Rose, I think they're from Chicago, has a solid lube called My Little Secret.
Okay.
Awesome. And it's awesome. So it's made for, you know, down there.
Yep.
But I had it next to my bedstand and I accidentally put it on my lips up here. But
probably,
it was like,
probably
it was
did the job.
Oil,
yes.
So it was awesome. But
yep.
I think that's a pretty cool product.
That is a very cool product.
Solid
and you know what?
Lube.
That's a great idea.
It is. And so convenient. You just pop it in your bag, you know?
Yeah. Because, you know, it's TSA. It can be a little embarrassing if they dig through your stuff and you have to explain yourself. You're like, hey,
good
honey.
Good point.
I mean, they're just going to think that's some soap or something.
Or a lip balm.
Or a lip balm. A lip balm, baby.
I mean, at every turn, you can discover something. I'm being totally serious. Like, there's something for everybody here.
There really
at
is.
All price points.
Really
it
is.
Doesn't matter. You can buy something for $5, $10. You can buy something for $200.
What was that cream you were telling me about yesterday? The $500 something?
Oh, Mila Dopitz from Switzerland. It's called the Skin Whisperer. It's available at Neiman Marcus, but it's like $560.
Honey, that's, yeah. But you know what? Money's the best lotion. That's what I always say. And there are honeys with money out there.
Oh, yeah.
Because I get Instagrams, like, I'll be like, this is expensive. And then someone will message me and go, honey, I have money. What was that link? And I'm like, okay, I see you. I'm proud of you, girl. Thank you.
Yeah,
so, you know, we're all on our journey.
Everybody.
Yes, we're all on our journey. Jillian, thank you so much. Let's go check out that lube.
You got it.
And I'll see you at all the IBEs.
Oh,
you got a client for life,
You've
baby.
You got to be in New York.
I'm
You've
swiping
get
that card.
You to New York.
I'm swiping that card.
You could even stay at my house on the air mattress.
John, I'm pro at that.
I live in Brooklyn, so
in the kid
really
room
fun.
With all the toys around,
exactly.
I'm a pro at that. Yes.
Right.
I will sleep next to little slinkies and
done.
Yes, excellent. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Okay, I'm here with Jessica, and she is the founder of
awesome.
Ari Rose. And Jillian just talked about your product, so I came straight over here because I need to hear all about your brand
awesome.
And specifically, girl. The My Little Secret.
Yes. My Little Secret is the ultimate feminine care, luxurious feminine care oil for our little lady down there. it's all natural, so there is no fragrances, dyes, or any harsh chemicals. Will not harm the woman's vaginal pH. It's great for post-wax, post-shave to reduce ingrown hairs and inflammation. Also gives you this amazing, clean, fresh feel all day.
And, I'm not mad at that.
Yes, we all. Who doesn't want to feel clean and fresh all day long?
Good point.
And so also I have a lot of customers who use it who are like yogis or, you know, workout and just like want that confidence without the compromise, right? Because how many products on the market are
irritate
filled?
Your cooch.
Yes.
Let's get real.
Okay, thank you for saying
that. Yes. I'm telling you, it's a delicate area and the pH can get thrown real easily.
Of course.
And then that's a bummer.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, the pH gets thrown off from anything from the panties we wear to
soaps.
Sex.
I'm telling you.
Right. Soaps, sexual activity.
Yeah. So can this go in your mouth?
You know what? If a man puts his mouth
that's
down there,
saying.
Then he is going to have it on his mouth.
Or a woman.
A woman.
Or a woman,
exactly.
Honey. Okay.
Men or women.
Yes. Anybody.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Well, and what's great about it is the base is extra virgin organic coconut oil, and then it has an essential oil blend, so it is extremely safe. It's not going to, cause any issues. So
yeah.
Definitely, if it ends up in your mouth, you're good to go.
I mean, that is very, very exciting.
Yes.
I love that. What are some of the other products in your line? These soaps, I am a soap lady.
Are you good?
Oh, honey.
I love hearing that.
I see the beautiful Rocky soaps with some cute little items on there. I'm not very good at describing things. I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous soaps. So tell us about those and some of the other products that you
make.
For
sure. So the soaps are essentially made with ingredients you could eat.
Ooh.
Coconut milk, raw honey.
They do look yummy.
Yeah. So coconut milk, raw honey, cinnamon, crushed mint. They're absolutely luxurious. They're decadent, but they are great for the skin. And that's because of the ingredients you're using is like skin food, right?
Oh, it smells so good.
Yes, they're delicious.
And this is your company.
I do. I produce everything you see here.
And where are you based out of?
Chicago.
Ooh, well, welcome
Chi-town.
To Dallas. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
Dallas. Excellent. What's your favorite product you make?
Oh, my gosh. That's so hard. I guess it depends on the time of day, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. Ooh, a face and lip exfoliant.
Yes.
That sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute.
This one is fun, yeah.
Where do we buy these products?
So you can go on to arirosebodycare.com.
Okay.
You can follow me on Instagram at Ari Rose Body Care.
Excellent.
And check out all of the products. Read customer reviews. And we're on Facebook as well. And so, yeah, you can purchase online. We're really out of two stores and two spas in Chicago, but that's why we're at IBE.
That's right, baby, trying to get it out there.
Trying to get it out there.
Well, we're going to
exactly.
make this tiny, cute My Little Secret
My little
the
secret.
Biggest secret in town, baby.
Yes.
We sure are.
It won't
are.
Be a secret anymore.
That's
after
right.
This.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.